Next case is case number 11264, Bank of America, care of Real Realty, being south of Route 277, northwest of Boat Dock Drive West, being Lot 52, and the north half of Lot 51, Block Y, Section 4, with an angle by the Bay Development, and being identified as Tax Map ID District 234, Map 11.20, Parcel Number 239. Requesting a variance from the front yard and side yard setback requirement. The requested front yard setback variance is 7.2 feet from the required 30. The requested side yard variance is 5.5 foot variance from the required 10. That's all I have. No correspondence on this application.
Can you state your full name and address for the record, please?
Tim Ryle.
Yes.
P.O. Box 135, Harbison, Delaware.
Okay, can you swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to give is true and correct?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Sorry about the pronunciation. I do it all the time.
Does everybody have a copy of the survey, or do I need to provide it?
Whatever you submitted originally is part of the record.
All right. We're requesting the variance because this property was foreclosed upon, and through the course of dispositioning the property for resale, it was discovered that that the porch or the stoop to the right of the property encroaches into the side setback, and then the front part of the house also encroaches on the front side back. This house was built in 1970, and for whatever reason, this wasn't discovered previous to this, but it has inhibited the current owner to transfer the property. So that's why we've asked for the variance. It doesn't change the property use. We did check into deconstruction, rebuilding, and it was cost prohibitive in relationship to the current value of the property. And we felt it was best to ask for the variance and be proactive so we don't have this problem with a future purchaser that we've already have, because it's difficult for them to get title insurance or just pass title. Okay. The difficulty was not created by the applicant. It doesn't even appear that it was created by the former borrower at this juncture. Like I said, the house was built in 1970. It appears that all the proper permits and so forth were gotten at that time. I was informed by a settlement attorney that there was another survey found that varied from this one that lessened the current impact, but because this is the latest one that we had, my manager from Bank of America felt that this is the one that we should be using and ask for the what is showed. We don't find that there's any detrimental things going on with it that affects the public, and do believe that not having the variance does impair the current owner, which is Bank of America's ability to disposition the property. One of the questions, special use exception, are there any other requirements which are applicable to the specific exception, such as time limitations? I don't know of any at this time, other than the fact that we would like to get it resolved as quickly as possible so we can move on with the sale of the property. Thank you.
Okay, are there any questions from members of the board? Mr. Rickards?
No.
Mr. Workman?
Yeah, do you have the permit for a shed?
When we checked, there were everything had been fulfilled, and these were, when we went over it in the zoning office. There was a list provided, and we checked off all those. You'll see it on the survey.
Yeah, on the bottom, it said no permit for family.
No, that was, it was fine.
But it was?
It was verified.
Noted that when we first got the survey, and they had to do the research after.
Oh, after.
Oh, okay. So it's okay.
So it's okay.
On me.
Okay.
Everything on the list was taken care of. For instance, the fence out front, that's already been, you know, moved over a little bit to satisfy, so it's not encroaching on the neighbors. And these were the items left, you know, that needed to be taken care of.
Okay, thank you.
You say the first lenders had another survey?
I was told by the attorney for this particular buyer that had the survey done that they had found another one on record that was somewhat different than this one. But we chose to use this because it was the latest one available to us.
So you didn't take the lesser
and I did not get, no.
You took the, okay, took the high road.
Years, just for the benefit of the board, years ago when surveys came in with discrepancies and the improvements were pre-existing and unknown if there were variances, and you had to go through a bunch of indexes and try to find it, and owners changed, especially Angola by the Bay, they changed hands three or four times. You never knew who the owner was sometimes. That we used to stamp surveys as existing lot only. We use the word only because we couldn't attest to the improvements as to the validity of how long they've been there. The records are much better now, so we don't accept it. We just, it's either in conformance or it's got to go to board.
Okay. Thank you.
That was years ago. We just
got it. Thank you.
Mr. Mills, any questions?
No other questions.
Okay, hearing no further questions. Well, again, is there any persons here that are in favor of this application?
Me.
Is anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion. Again, Chair will entertain a motion. All right. Mr. Chairman, I make a motion that we approve case number 11,264. He has stated, and I believe he's met all the standards for granting a variance. He's the uniqueness of the property was the original survey, I guess, had a lot to do with this. And now that they got a current, up-to-date survey, it's showing these problems. So the variance is necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. The unnecessary hardship has not been created by the applicant based on the two surveys that he presented to us, and the variance will not alter the central character of the neighborhood, and the request of the variance is minimum to afford relief. Okay, I have a second to that motion.
Second.
We have a motion by Mr. Rickards and a second by Mr. Hudson, that we approve case number 11,264. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Mills?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Hudson?
Aye, for those reasons stated.
Mr. Rickards?
Aye, for reasons I stated.
Mr. Workman?
Aye, for those reasons stated.
And aye, Mr. Callaway, for the previous reasons that have been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,264 is approved, sir.
Okay, thank you.